In your new book, The Weight, the main character, Sugar, is very mindful of the rules of a professional criminal. What are the rules of a professional criminal?
An old school professional criminal has very few rules. Chief one is based on the whole concept of reliability versus validity. Validity means it's true once. Reliable means it's true across the board. So a professional criminal is going to be on time. And if he's driving the getaway car, he's going to wait. And you can rely on him, if he's caught, to go the rest of the way by himself. There's a lot of small rules, but those are the basic parameters, and they all stand. The foundation for all of them is reliability.
You said old school. Are these rules dead?
Yeah, the rules are dying. I don't know if they're dead, but they're dying. People come to prison now bragging about how many others they informed on to give them such a short sentence. Informing has become, you know, kind of a national pastime among the people that, according to Mario Puzo, invented it. Apparently the deal is, if you're a low-level grunt, you can never rat on the boss. But if you're the boss, it's okay for you to throw the whole thing in. That's becoming so common today that you can't even make sitcoms like The Sopranos without having an informer appear early in the series.
Who's Sugar's idols? Not his idols. Who are the models he's trying to follow? Because there's two, and they live by very different rules.
They do. His real model is a guy named Ken, who's almost aging out of being a criminal. Ken is legendary among the class Sugar wants to be considered a member of. What he's most known for is an armed robbery that went wrong. It went wrong because a couple of local patrolmen who'd been asleep in another sector had to take a shortcut to make sure they weren't caught by the captain. They passed right by the robbery of the armed car. All of the other guys involved were on the far side of the armed car, and they were safe. But Ken was on the wrong side. He could have run and made a shot at joining his friends, but that would have allowed the cops to chase him. So Ken opened fire on the cops, they returned the fire, and only when Ken dropped to the ground did Buddha, another old school, reliable guy, leave in the getaway car that was meant for Ken. That was Sugar's idol, really, more than his model. His model was a guy like Solid, who taught him, much older man, who taught him the basic rules when he was very young, right after he got out of prison the first time. And he went to prison the first time at 16 years old, 17 years old, because the other people involved in the job didn't hold up their end. It's as simple as that.
So what's the difference between Ken and Solly?
The difference between Ken and Solly, in a way, gives away the plot. But let's just say they were serving different masters. And by masters, I mean like one would serve a god. They really had different religions in the truest sense of the word religion. And Sugar didn't find that out until way, way too late for him.
other than the rules, a lot of the book covers the myths that we all have about crime. What are some of the myths Sugar exposes?
Well, Sugar doesn't really expose, he learns.
Okay.
He's not an investigative reporter. And he's not a genius. He's not stupid. But he goes through life living off sense impressions. Sugar went to prison for a rape that he didn't commit. I don't mean the DNA would have cleared him or any crap like that. I mean he wasn't even in the same zip code when the rape occurred. That's what happened. So, this poor guy can only pick up clues from what he sees. And what he sees is that sex offenders are not hated by all convicts. They're not guaranteed to be victims because of the terrible things that they did. Each sex offender is judged on his own merits, and prison merits have absolutely nothing to do with psychology. They have to do with size, speed, strength, gang affiliation. So that primary myth that, oh, if you commit a sex crime, you know, you won't be safe in prison, that was probably the one he learned first and the one that surprised him the most.
So how do we get a guy like Sugar? Because he's very different than Burke. Sugar is very worried about building and keeping his reputation.
Yes.
How does he get those rules?
He knows that people get older. He knows life isn't a comic book or some, you know, bullshit private eye series where 20 books into the series, the guy's still 35 years old. Sugar knows that much. So he knows that the only thing you always take with you, wherever you go, is your reputation. And he becomes obsessed with having that reputation, earning that reputation, and burning that reputation into the consciousness of anybody who's going to exist in his world.